Sure. Well, the 61st, now we could say annual again, since we're past those COVID years, the 61st Patriot Tournament is going to be February 10th and 11th. Held here at school, we'll have a slate of games on Friday night and then a full day of games on Saturday. So our 8th grade boys will be playing on Friday night. We'll also be having our C's girls team will have an exhibition game. But then the boys will be in a full tournament there. We're also planning an alumni game. There's details that are going to be going out about that soon, whether it's going to be Friday or Saturday, and we're just hoping to get a lot of alumni to sign up to play in it. In 2019, we had an alumni game. We had a great, great outpouring from our community there of players that came from ones who graduated just a couple years ago to ones who were probably playing before I was born. So we're very excited to be able to have the tournament again here at the school. We had a lot of input or a lot of interest from other schools. So, you know, people are just looking for these events, looking to get back to quote-unquote normal events there, and we're just super excited we could put on a tournament this year.
Yeah, so you mentioned that there was a lot of teams participating in it this year. How many are participating? And obviously, how exciting is it to have it back after, you know, just having a showcase the last couple of years because of COVID?
Well, to have a tournament set of showcase, one of the... you know, one of our biggest regrets of things, you know, lost during those COVID years, the tournament was definitely a big one. Last year, we tried to have a tournament for our 8th grade girls, and we just couldn't get teams to commit to playing that weekend. So we just did a little showcase game with our 8th grade girls team last year and our 7th grade boys team. This year, we have a full slate of seven schools, including ours, eight schools, which is what we normally have for tournaments. From, you know, schools in the cities like St. Agnes to Community of Peace, Concordia, St. Joe's and Rosemount will be participating, St. Peter's Catholic School, North Heights, and Concordia Academy are all going to be part of it this year, so we're super excited for that. We also have a fantastic boys' 8th grade team this year, so we're looking for really good results on the game this year. But yeah, and then we're also going to have a girls' game. They're going to scrimmage against, I believe, New Life Academy. So that game will be on the Friday night, along with our boys. We'll play a showcase game on Friday night there with the big crowd. We're going to have members of our C's band play, and some of our alumni band kids come back to play in it. So there'll be full concessions for the tournament, and it's just, you know, bit by bit, we keep adding back these events. We just had a Christmas concert recently, which got snowed out and had to be done during the school day, but it's just to have that energy back in the building again, just to be able to see the parents and the grandparents and the older brothers and sisters who have graduated and just members of the community come back in and, you know, see the school again and root for our Patriots in the tournament. We're so excited for it.
So, take me a little bit through the teams. You mentioned you had a really good 8th grade team this year, so kind of take us through how the year's gone so far.
For the boys, well, up until last night, they were undefeated. And from the handful of games that I know I've seen here we've had, most of their games are over by halftime. We have some tremendous players on the team there. Liam Bernance and... Tommy Peterson are our two 8th grade leaders on the team. You know, they outside threats, inside threats, great hustle up and down the court. But really what's special about this team to me this year is you've got some strong 8th graders, some strong 7th graders, and then you have some 6th graders in there who are learning the game from these older players, learning how to hustle, learning how to you know, play by the C's way, some good sportsmanship. It's a really exciting group. The boys are coached by one of our alumni, Mike DiPella. Mike's been coaching the boys for a few years there. He is fantastic. You know, he wants to win games, as all coaches want to do, but more importantly, he wants to develop the skills in the boys. He wants them to learn teamwork. He wants them to learn how to play together. You know, win and lose together, push each other in practice, and just to be overall great people. He really lives up to our athletics motto, you know, which is about making Christ known and loved to our students, but also fostering in them a sense of excellence and a sense of teamwork when it comes to sports.